This is KUT News.
Texas's new abortion law requires doctors to follow a specific federally approved protocol for abortions done using drugs. That's in place of a more commonly used best practices method. The requirement is at issue in a case challenging the Texas law. KUT's Veronica Zaragovia has more on exactly what the law requires doctors to do.
Doctors pretty much have two choices for what are called medication abortions. They can follow a protocol approved by the Food and Drug Administration, or they can follow a different one based on newer scientific studies. But in Texas, they're now required to follow the FDA protocol. Right now, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is deciding whether the requirement is constitutional.
The basic is that we went from a procedure that's done in an outpatient setting where a woman takes medication that causes her to pass the pregnancy at home to requiring a woman to come in for four different visits face-to-face with a physician.
Amy Hagstrom-Miller is the president of Whole Woman's Health, which offers reproductive health and abortion services in Texas.
We've also required that the procedure only be offered to 7 weeks, where we used to be able to offer it to women up to 9 weeks.
As she said, the FDA protocol also requires face-to-face follow-ups.
So keep in mind that an FDA label is based on the information presented to the FDA at the time of approval.
That's Dr. Mitchell Crennan. He heads the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of California, Davis. He's also involved in drawing up guidelines for obstetricians and gynecologists who perform medication abortions. The newest guidelines came out this month.
So the FDA label then is based on a very, very old regimen. It consists of mifepristone, the first drug, 3 tablets, so it's 600 milligrams, followed 2 days later by misoprostol, the second drug, being given as 2 tablets or 400 micrograms orally.
An FDA spokesperson explained by email that the FDA doesn't make any changes to a label on its own initiative. The drug company does lab testing on the safety and effectiveness of the drug, and the FDA reviews the results to give its approval. Off-label treatments aren't regulated by the FDA, and they're not against federal law. On its website, the agency writes that the doctor has the, quote, responsibility to be well-informed about the product, to base its use on firm scientific rationale, and on sound medical evidence. Crennan says before the FDA label came out, most physicians in the U.S. were going by the off-label regimen.
Because we knew that giving a lower dose of mifepristone was better, giving the second drug, misoprostol, in a higher dose but not orally, actually had less side effects, and worked better.
Recently, the U.S. Supreme Court dismissed a case over an Oklahoma law that would have banned medication abortions altogether, allowing the state law to be invalidated. Starting April 1st, doctors in Arizona will have to follow the FDA label, although a lawsuit has been filed to block that law. A federal appeals court is expected to decide on the Texas law later this year. No matter the outcome, it's expected to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.